You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. The future of the car is under constant debate for cities, corporations, and for drivers around the world. For drivers, filling up is a chore that hasn't changed much in the 100 or so years since the launch of the first private cars. But startup Zebra Fuel is hoping to change that. The company delivers fuel direct to drivers with proprietary vans that offer speedy fill-ups. Co-founder and CEO Reda Benes knows the internal combustion engine is not the future of driving. The company has developed a way to deliver cleaner fuels as well, and is working to develop technology to offer electric vehicle charging. Here's his story.
I grew up in Morocco, a bit in Switzerland, and moved to the US. I lived in New York, and I've always sort of tried to dabble in the entrepreneur world. All my friends were starting their own companies when I was 18 living in New York, and I was a bit jealous of that. I tried to come up with my own idea. I couldn't find the idea for a very long time. My best friend and I started a tiny angel fund, however tiny an 18-year-old and a 22-year-old can come up with a fund. We just put tiny tickets into our friends' companies, just trying to help out. It was more of paying for the ability to help your friend with his company. We turned out to be lucky with my best friend's company, and which was based out of London, and later moved to LA. So kept moving back and forth between New York and London, fell in love with London, decided to move to London. And then the journey was from sort of the being friends with the different entrepreneurs, always staying around the sort of technology sector. And the idea came to me about 2.5 years ago when I ran out of fuel in the middle of London. I just thought, why can't fuel be delivered to my car if I can order a pizza? Some people think we're trying to disrupt the petrol station or things like that. That's not at all what our aim is. Our aim and our long-term goal is to disrupt the fact that you're dependent on a geostationary position for your fuel requirements. Regardless of if your car takes petrol, diesel, or electric, you're still dependent on a stationary position to fill up your car or charge your car. We bring that energy directly to consumers. So the long-term play is that we want to be delivering all types of future fuels as well as the current fuels to customers in London and other large metropolitan cities. Our first vans are the diesel and petrol vans, which have proprietary technology in them, which basically act as a Formula One pit stop for your car. We dispense at over twice the speed of a petrol station because for us, obviously, the most important metric is how many deliveries per hour we can do. So we had to really optimize that in terms of efficiency and output. So we're now able to dispense fuel very quickly. And yeah, our vans, I mean, they carry fuel. We're about to release electric. So for our electric van, we'll have a stage 3 a mobile on-demand service. We want to make the process as efficient as possible. So like on a large Range Rover, we're in and out within 2 minutes. And I mean, if you go on the streets of London at any given time, there's tons of trucks blocking the roads for deliveries, whether it's groceries or anything else. They're just blocking the road. With us, we can even park anywhere on the street, and we have sort of a hosing system that allows us to access the car. So we don't have to park right next to the car. We don't really get, that is no longer an issue for us from an operational standpoint. Petrol stations, in most cases, are franchises, and BP, Shell, Total, ExxonMobil, they make most of their money by drilling for oil. We obviously don't have the aspiration to drill for oil yet, not enough funding for that. However, get the same type of fuel from the refinery, so we process it the same way. We actually hold it for a short amount of time, which means that our fuel sits above ground, not underground, so it's actually cleaner when it gets directly to consumers. I mean, the petrol station is over 112 years old. There's never been an alternative, right? I mean, if you have to fill up your car, it's either an emergency service with a jerry can, but that jerry can's probably been filled at a petrol station. So we don't like to say that we're going against the petrol station, but it just so happens that our first product, which is diesel and petrol, happens to only be available in petrol stations. But for electric, there's no electric petrol station yet. We we plan on launching Paris as our second market in September. That is step one into international expansion. We expected that to be launched way further ahead than expected. So we're super excited about that. Paris is the biggest market for us in Europe. After that, we plan on being in Berlin and other large metropolitan cities. Basically, the Zebra works perfectly in densely populated areas with large car concentration.
Thanks very much to Reda Benes for coming in and sharing the story of Zebra Fuel. This show is produced by Daniel Bache and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.